Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah, they've got you covered.
And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty, and I'm back with a remastered episode for a best of all time level anime. And it's perfect timing because Attack on Titan, the final season, is airing literally as I'm recording this, the day before this episode will drop. Sure, on the surface level, you think you've probably figured this show out, and maybe you've avoided it because you already know it's just not your type of anime. Well, I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes going over the plot, characters, animation, and anything else I can fit in to convince you why you should be watching Attack on Titan in less than 10 minutes. Now, you all probably have an idea of the basic plot for Attack on Titan starting out, but let me spell it out for you anyways. Attack on Titan centers on the remaining population of humanity that was brought to the brink of extinction by humanoid giants called Titans, who attack and devour humans on sight. Those who survive live within three circular walls to serve as protection against these monsters, while also breaking up the different classes of people that live within them. 100 years of peace pass by until one fateful day, the outer wall is breached when the Titans reemerge. That is where our story starts, and it revolves around Eren Yeager, a young boy who lives in the town of Shiganshina with his family. Now, if you know anything about anime, or storytelling in general, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know where this is going. This attack from the returning Titans causes an insurmountable death toll, with our main character using this tragedy he's experienced to join the military, aka the Survey Corps, in his mission to eradicate the Titans and protect the human race. Eren himself is headstrong, sometimes obnoxiously so, but there's no denying his passion and determination. And he's a character that grows as the story goes on. And especially early on, he's usually kept in check by two of his childhood friends, Mikasa and Armin. Mikasa was rescued by Eren after her parents were murdered and lived with him up until the collapse of the town where they stayed. So it only made sense for her to join Eren into the military, but it's quickly clear how much of a destructive force she is when it comes to combat. This is peak female character badassery. She's very ruthless yet forgiving. Extremely rough around the edges, with so much love still to give, though, at her core. She's just a really layered character that helps lay the foundation for the main trio of this show. So, we've talked about two of them, and the third, Armin, is not exactly the most lovable character when the series starts. He's that best friend character that is unconfident, but extremely smart, with a knack for tactics, at first. Usually serving as the voice of reason, the cautious one of the group, yet driven by his desire to simply get a glimpse of the sea. And while these three are the driving force for the series, there are so many amazing characters that come into play. There's Hanji, who is a quirky researcher with an obsession of how Titans operate, but also needing to be responsible for leading her comrades into battle against these same frightening beings that could rip them apart at any time. In that same breath, there's Commander Erwin, who is that type of leader that can be at the forefront of any brigade heading into battle, while also balancing when he needs to sit on the sidelines and make the hard choices for the sake of humanity. Then you have Captain Levi, who is hands down one of the coolest characters in all of anime, probably one of the best reasons to watch this show. He's extremely powerful in his ability to kill Titans, and his presence alone demands respect from his peers and his enemies. Behind his unreadable straight face that he puts on, though, lies some real pain on watching those same peers continue to die around each corner that they have to take. If you aren't getting the trend yet, characters in Attack on Titan may start off one-dimensional, but whether it takes a season or two, each one of them really grow in a very natural way to work within the story. It doesn't feel forced, and it gets you invested in what's to come for each character as the story progresses.
Powered by Riverside FM.
When we're ready to hit record for the podcast, we usually use multiple platforms from time to time, but there's something really special about Riverside.fm, because it feels like one of the easiest ways to record your podcast from anywhere that you need while still keeping that studio quality. This has been our go-to platform for some of our solo episodes, but we can easily transition over to interview with guests, along with the option for video recording. It also has a great soundboard that we use to cut down the time it takes to edit in our intro and outro for the podcast. But the best thing about Riverside, they have a great free trial to take advantage of with multiple plans to fit your needs. So whether you're brand new to podcasting or an experienced veteran looking to get serious, consider using Riverside as your recording studio by clicking the link in the show notes. It's also one of the best ways you can help support our show. Now, when it comes to animation, Attack on Titan has some of the best animation out there across all of anime. Now, this one does have a little something different to it because the first three seasons were done by Wit Studio, and the final season is being done by MAPPA. There's a long story to that which I'm not going to get into and have time to go over, but I can say both offer something special to the series in their own ways. The only noticeable complaint at times for both studios are the Titans themselves, but for every subpar or average frame there is, there's also a drop-dead gorgeous frame not too far off in the distance. And as far as the creme de la creme for this show, the vertical maneuvering equipment used by the scouts in the Survey Corps, the way the animation's used to display how the humans use this gear in its fight against the Titans is always a treat, and it results in some of the best action scenes that the show has to offer. Attack on Titan also happens to have some of the best OPs that are done by a group called Linked Horizon, and these are the type of opening songs you do not skip when they come on. Seriously. You, listening right now, yes, you, the person who has the guilty look on their face because they skipped the opening, whether it's good or not, stop it. On a brighter note, I've actually had the pleasure to watch this show both in sub and dub. Quick recap if you're new to the podcast, I prefer the subs in almost every situation. And while that is true for this series as well, overall, the dub is pretty good in those early seasons, and there are some well-voice-acted scenes that I actually prefer to revisit in the dub. And you know what's odd? I always relate Attack on Titan to The Walking Dead, but for some reason, I feel like it's a good comparison, to a point. Whether you've watched either show or not, both shows are known for their type of storytelling, the infamous cliffhangers that would have their fans itching for the next episode to come out, and that they put that implant in your brain once you keep watching to make you anxious that any character you've become attached to could die at a moment's notice. But where they split and go in different directions is with the monsters that play a part of their stories and how they become less of a focus as time goes on. The Walking Dead, to many people, lost its way with the human versus human conflict that took over the plotline and left the zombies to be left in the background as a simple plot device for some occasional scares. Attack on Titan also isn't just about humans versus monsters, but when it introduces the other aspects of the show, like the focus on social class and political divides, the reveals of certain characters' true intents, and when we learn the truth about what lies beyond the walls, the Titans remain an important piece to that puzzle. And honestly, this is one of the best times to get caught up with the final season now airing, just starting this week. And guys, as always, we truly appreciate the support that you guys show on all of our episodes, but especially these anime episodes here on the podcast. Please keep in mind to check out our social media to find out what else we've got going on in January. Like our review of Arcane, which if you're an anime fan, you should absolutely be checking that show out as well. It's an animated show based off the game League of Legends, but trust me, you won't have to know anything about it. You can go in blind, and it's one of 2021's best shows. And you can find us on social media at Facebook and Instagram at WaitForItPodcast, on Twitter at WaitForItPod. We also release new episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and basically anywhere else that you're listening to your favorite podcast currently. And my name is Mr. Eric Almighty. Please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday. And all you have to do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming?
Wait for it.
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino?
Yeah, they've got you covered.
And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.